from the Mishnah, Daf Pei Beis, Amid Beis, go over quickly the Gemara and then to Daf Pei Gimel. The Mishnah says as follows. Kamo hu shi'uroi, what is the shi'ur of Ruvei Tchumim? Mozein shtei sudeis l'chol echot ve'echot. So we need Mozein shtei sudeis, he has to put down in his, the Mokim, he wants to be kainish shvise, Mozein shtei sudeis. So that shows that most of the Shabbos will be here. He puts shtei sudeis l'chol echad ve'echad, and this each person who wants to be kainei shvise needs this shiur. Mizaynei l'chol v'loy l'shabbos divrei Rav Meir. Rav Meir says that the minimum shiur suda is that which one eats b'chol, because b'chol the suda is smaller. Ravche lepsime shchiche, the Shabbos, there is more tempting macholim, so one eats more. So therefore, the minimum shir suda is a suda schol. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda oimer leShabbos v'loy lochel. Rabbi Yehuda says the minimum shir suda is that which one eats b'Shabbos. And the reason of this shir is, why is this smaller according to Rabbi Yehuda? So Rashi says the cheshbon, because since one has to eat three sudas on Shabbos, shalosh sudas is an earlier meal, so therefore he eats less each meal. So the sudas Shabbos is the smaller meal, and that is a minimum shir sudas. B'zev b'zev miskavnim lahokul. Each one that says that according to Rameh you look at a Sudas Chol, according to Rabbi Yehud you look at a Sudas Shabbos, the Kavona is that each one is Meikel, that he holds that this is a smaller share and this is a smaller share. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike Oimer Mikiker Bepundien Midalet Soin Besela. A kiker that could be purchased from a Pundien. Now Pundien is 1/48 of a seller. Midalit soin besela. So that means if you'll sell dalit so for a sela, so it will come out a half a kav, there are 48 half kavin in dalit so. So it will come out that it is 48 pundyonim. So a pundyon could purchase A pundian can purchase 1/48, can purchase half a kav. A pundian can purchase half a kav. We have here a picture on page 166. It comes out, we have here the cheshbonis, there's 48 pundyonin, there's 24 kavin in four saw, and so comes out a chatzi kav. So we have a kicker that is a chatzi kav, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike. And that is a shir to sudis. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, shtei yodois lekiker misholosh lekav. Rabbi Shimon says, 2/3 of a kiker, we can look at picture 2 on page 166, if we'll make 3 kikris of a kav, out of a kav, so these 3 kikris, we'll divide them into thirds. So there are 9 chalokim in these 3 kikris. So 2/9 of a kav is 2 sudas. A suda is 1/9 of a kav, according to Rab Shimon. Shtayodos lekiker misholosh lekav. So the vial, the machloikis, Rab Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike is mamish min hakotz al hakotz. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike holds that a half a kav is a shir 2 sudas. And Rab Shimon says that 2/9 of a kav is a shir 2 sudas. Now the Gemara says further. Chetzio lebeis hamenuge v'chatzi chetzio lipseil es agviya. So now let us just see one shtickle Rashi. Chetzio lebeis hamenuge stomehi v'hochi koma. This is going according to both. V'hochi koma. Chatzi kiker hashleimo. Half of a kiker hashleima sheshiru bo es ha'erev. That you were meshaya the erev, so a half of this kiker is a shir suda. Ubein lamar bein lamar, l'shehiyas beis hamnuge l'tamei begodim. one has to wait in a Beis Hamnuge the time it would take to eat a chatzi kikir, which is a pras. Now Rashi says, "Anichnas tami miyad, achsiva bola bayis yitma, avol kibis begodim loinem raboy achi yishe kedei achila." He has to stay there long enough in order to be able to have a sheer suda. Achsiva oichel bebayis yichabes is begodim, magminila b'teres koyinim. One doesn't have to eat the poyel lishoye kedei suda. Vavu pishaloyach. Now v'chatzi kiker zu. The chatzi kikezu havi kidei achile. This is a sheer achile. Afal gav dele Rab Shimon. Now, according to Rab Shimon, we said that the sheer sude is one ninth of a kav, and that's one third of one of these. That's one third of one of these kikris. So Rashi says, "Va'avalpi." No. Va'avagav del Rab Shimon l'nyaneirevin have bekikir gimul sudis. There are three sudis in a kikir. So why, if we're clearing a shayla, what the shir sudis by Beis Hamnuge, we say half a kikir? So Rashi says, "Hosamud b'shir ha'erev niskavnu kula lokum." That is l'gavi the din erevin. They were mekel, and the Tesla Ben Peret says there they said afilu hashir mitzumtzem. That's a sude mitzumtzemes. Avol shir sude kimlo l'rabbonon hochi. But a shir sude, a real shir sude on dreidlich on kules is half a kikker. Kimlo l'rabbonon hochi ubeinin sheyisha bechtei achiles chatzi kikker zu. Who pras the kulei hashaf. So it comes out now, according to Rab Shimon, the sheer sude is a chatzi kikker. So this is a chatzi kikker that is a third of a kav, or this is a sixth of a kav. According to Rab Shimon, this is a sixth of a kav. Now, the vala would come out, according to Rab Yochanan ben Breuker, we said a shir sude is a quarter of a kav. But we'll see, the Gemara is going to change pretty soon. So, chetzio lebeis hamnuge, so half of a kikya is a shir sude for tumas kibbus begodim, v'chatzi chetzio, and a half of that shir, Livsoil es hagviye, that if a person will eat oichlim tmeim, that he becomes tamei, so that is half of that share. When we'll get to that pegimel, we'll see more or less the number in bayim. Zuk te gemore, v'kamo mozain shtei sudeis. What is the shiel shtei sudeis? So Rashi says, l'rameye l'rab Yehuda kaboy. What is the shir stei sudis? Amar Rab Yehuda amar Rav, tarti rifte ichra yosa. These are two breads that the manhige ashvorim take for them for lunch. So memele, these two, that's the shir two sudis. Rav Ade barava omar, tarti rifte nahar papise. These were standard breads one can purchase by nahar pop. So this is the shir two sudis according to Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda. Omer le Rab Yosef le Rab Yosef bar Rabbe, avuch keman svirale. Who does your father hold like? Avuch keman mahanach tanoi svirale be'erev ki Rab Yehuda oy ki Rab Meir. The kaimulon be'erev lechol adam kedei mezoinei v'bol l'shar ba'atzme be'ezi yishar b'shabes oy bechel. So, Shat, Lechayach, the Gemara does not stim. We just said before, Kama Mozen Shtei Sudis, and Rashi says, according to Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, so we said a standard Shir, Tati Rifte Chayosa, it's Shalom Al Yisrael, there's no machlokes between Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda all of a sudden. Now the Gemara asks, Akash, Amel Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Barabe, who do you hold like? So Rashi says, because, Hanach Tanoi, Kerab Yehuda, Kerabmei, so the Rosh explains that Pshat is as follows. There's a Mishnah in Kalim, which this Mishnah is in Kalim, our Mishnah, that we hear this before also, that there are two Shiurim. There's a Shiur of a rav ton, who eats a normal, an enormous amount. So him we're mishayin like an Adam Beinoni. The sheer Adam Beinoni is, that's what we learned till now. This is a common sheer. Kama mozen shtei sudis. So that's tauti rifta achiyoso, tauti rifta nahal papi. So that is the sheer of an Adam Beinoni. A choylin azokin, who is less than an Adam Beinoni, has a smaller sheer. Now, this choylin azokin, there's no standard sheer of this choylin azokin. It matters how sick he is, how much, how large his appetite is. So each one, a choylin azokin, each one has a private sheer. Now, this choylin azokin, who has a private sheer, so we make a census. What do you eat for a suda? Now, which suda are you speaking about? A suda Shabbos or a suda Chol? So that is the machloikis Rab Yehuda and Rab Meir. By a chole and a zokin, who each one has a tailor-made shear, so when you ask him the question, what is your standard suda? Do you ask him for a Chol suda or for a Shabbos suda? So there, Rab Meir says you ask for the Chol Suda, because that is his smallest Suda, and Rabbi Yehuda says, you ask for his Shabbos Suda, because that is his smallest Suda. But Al Kaponim, when you give him the questionnaire, the Chol Zokin, who, that is Hakel of Imashu Adam, this is not a standard shear, this is a tailor-made shear, that is the Machlokes Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda. Avoch keman svirlei, kerab meyes svirlei. So told me, no, nami kerab meyes svirlei, di kerab yude kosh odom reinshi, rab chol epsim mishchiach, that when a person has good food, he builds up an appetite, so memela, he eats more. So therefore, it was mestav, according to them, that a chol and zokin, that you ask for what his shir sud is b'chol. Rab yoichinin ben broike oimer, so Rab yoichinin ben broike said, that the shear two sudas is a kikah that is purchased with a punyin, which is 1/48 of a sela, and you could buy with this a 1/48 of dalet soim, which is a chatzikah, because the 24 kabin and dalet soim. Zok the Gemara, tana ukroivim divreyim liyay shovim. So the Gemara says, you know, Rab Yechonim ben Broike and Rab Shimon, more or less they hold the same. Frag de Gemore, midomi, psatzustel, de Rabbi Yochanan arba sudoso lekabe, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike, there are 4 sudas in a kav, and faketh, a half a kav is 2 sudas. According to him, the shir shtei sudas is a half a kav, so there's 4 sudas in a kav. The Rab Shimon teisha sudosa lekav. According to Rab Shimon, there are 9 sudas in a kav. We said 2/9 of a kav is 2 sudas already. So according to Atzushtal, this is there's 4 sudas and there's 9 sudas. Amar Rab Chizde tzei mehem shlish lechenvenik. So the Gemara answered, when you are purchasing, that's what he said. When you purchase a punyan with a punyan, which is a 48th of a selah, you are not purchasing a half a kav of you're not paying for a half a kav of tvuit. You have to deduct from this half a kav, you have to deduct a third of this kav. That's the profit for the chenveni. Omar Rav Chizde tzei mehen shlish lechenveni. Vakati, so it comes out that 2 sudis are 2/6 of a kav. So the 6 sudas, there's 6 sudas in a kav. Frag de Gemara vakati lemar tishe ulemar shit. It still is a tremendous difference. According to him, there are 9 sudas in a kav, and according to him, there's 6. And for the Gemara, eloki idach de Rav Chizde. Now, the other member of Rav Chizde, the Omar, the Chemveni does not take profit a third, the Chemveni takes profit a half. That means when he's selling you a kikah, theoretically, of a half a kav, he's only giving you a quarter of a kav, and he's taking the other quarter, he's taking his profit. That the chenveni takes half of it is for his own profit. So it comes out that the whole kikah of 2 sudas is a quarter of a kav, So one suda is an eighth of a kav. So it comes out now, according to Rav Shimon, one suda is one eighth of a kav. According to Yechim and Broika, one suda is one ninth of a kav. Zrek the Gemore vakati lemar teisha lemar tamni. But it's still not, you told me the kraivim, according to him, there are nine sudas in a kav. And according to Rav Shimon, there are eight sudas in a kav. I need to come a kraivim divchem liyesham. That's pshat. It's kraivim liyesham. Zut the Gemore kashe de Rav Chisde ad Rav Chisde. Frag the Gemore, we have a stir in the two members of Rav Chisde. Rav Chisde said in one place that the heavenly takes a third off for profit, and another place he said he takes a half off for profit. So it's a stir. It's Gemore like kashe. Oh, the Koyoy Balabayis Tzivi. If the Balabayis brings his own wood, so he's supplying the fuel, so then the heavenly only takes a third for his profit. So then the Chenveni takes one half of his profit. So the Kitzer, Hayoitzi Midvarenu, the Shir Sude. Now let us get down to what the Maskonas HaGemara is. So the Shir Sude, according to the Shir Sude Lagabi Erevin, according to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Breike, The Shir Sude is one eighth of a kav. That's the Shir Sude. And according to Rav Shimon, the Shir Sude is one ninth of a kav. So Lagabi Erevin, Rav Shimon is Mekel. Now, Rashi said that Lagabi Tumas, Lagabi Beis Hamnuge, according to Rav Shimon, we do not cheshbin with the Shir Suda of Erevin. We cheshbin, we divide up the kav into six parts, the six chalokim. So a pras is one sixth of a kav. So now the sugya will, it's also a kula. That it means that the time it takes for a person to eat one sixth of a kav, that is the Shir of one sude min ha-toire according to Rab Shimon, and according to Rab Yochanan ben Broike, this year is one-eighth of a kav. So these are the two numbers we have to remember, one-eighth and one-sixth, if we're not talking about Erevin anymore. And the Cheshbin will get clearer in Bein, which we'll see right now. Chetzio le-beis ha-menuge v'chatzi chetzio lifsel es ha-gviyah. So the Shir Sude is a chetzi of a kiker, again either one eighth of a kav or one sixth of a kav. The chetzi chetzi, and the half of that is livsel es hagviya. Tone, we learned in a beraisa, the chetzi chetzi chetzi. Now you'll take a half of the chetzi chetzi. L'tamei tumas oichlen. So the shir oichel that is metamei acherem is a half of a chatzi chetzio. Now Rashi will make the cheshbon. V'chatzi chatzi chetzio l'tamei tumas oichlen. Now before we see the Rashi, let's look at the Perish Chai, and I think that'll be much easier for us to understand. On page 167, let us look picture 6 and picture 7. Let us just study the picture for 1 minute. On picture 6, L'Rab Yochanan ben Broike, the picture 6. Now, according to Rab Yochanan ben Broike, Rab Yochanan ben Broike holds that one eighth of a kav is a shir sude. Now, there are 24 bayim in a kav. So one-eighth of a kav is 3 bayim. The shir sude is, the shir shtei sude is 6 bayim. Now, so let us look at picture 6. It would have been better. He has the mozen shtei sude with a blank line. So we should put on this 6 bayim. According to Rab Yochanan ben Breike, 6 bayim is the shir of 2 sudis. The shir of 2 sudas, which is 1/8 of a kav. Now that's 2/8 of a kav, a quarter of a kav. That's 6 bayim. Now, Chetzio lebeis hamenugin. Now, underneath that line, we have three balls. These are three bayim. This is the shir sude according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike. Three bayim is the shir sude. That's lebeis hamenugin. Chatzi chetzio lifseles hagviye is a bayim and a half. And the half of that, letame tumas oichlem, is a half of a bay, and a half is three quarters of a bay. So these are the cheshbonis according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike. Let us look at picture 7. According to Rabbi Shimon, we said that there are, it's 1/6, we said 1/6 one sixth of a kav is a shir sude. 1/6 of a kav is a shir sude, so that is 4 bay. That is 4 bay. So, we made the mazon shtei sudes, shaloylan in erebin would be 8 bayim. Okay, but let's look at where the picture starts. So, these 4 bayim is a shir sude according to Rab Shimon. Half of that, 2 bayim, is that's a psul gviye. If a person eats oichlam tmeim of 2 bayim, he's not permitted to eat trume. That's lifsalas agviye, and chatzi chetzio, that is a beye to masaycha. Yeah. That's 4, 2, and 1. Yeah. I don't know why I made the other one there in the bottom. About kaponim, that's the shit. Okay. So now let us eat. Tone v'chatzi, chatzi chetzi l'tametumas oichlem. So kaponim v'cheshben is according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike, this will mean 3/4 of a beyer is metametumas oichlem. And according to Rab Shimon, 1 bay will be metametumas oichlem. Let us see Rashi. V'chatzi, chatzi chetzi l'tametumas oichlem. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike k'de isloi. Dahainu kebeye chosa revi. According to him, 3/4 of a beye will be metamatu mesoich. Sherei hu shier, he shatzt up, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike shatzt up, bekikar shel roi vakaf. He shatzt up of a kikar of a roi vakaf. That means 2 sudis was 1/4 of a kaf. We started off with half a kav, but half went to the chemveni. Nimtza kikar bepundyen roiveka. So a kikar, a whole kikar that you buy with a pundyen, which is a shears to sudis, is 1/4 of a kav. Now, we said the 24 bayim in a kav. So the hain vav bayim. So 2 sudis is 6 bayim. Chetzio, 1 sude is gimel bayim lebeis hamenugia. Vechatzi chetzio, this is psul gviye, bayo machze lifsalas agviye. Letumis oichlem, gimel revi bayim, 3/4 of a bayim. Ule Rab Shimon, according to Rab Shimon, Sheshir, Rab Shimon was Meshayim, bekiker mi gimel leka. Rab Shimon was Meshayah, you divide up a kav in 3 kikrets, and you say a half of this kikr, that means 1/6 of a kav, that is the shear of 1 sude, is kikr shleima, a whole kikr, is chesbeim. That means 1/3 of a kav is 8 beim, 24 beim in a kav. Chetzio, a half of a kikar is dalit. Is half of a kikar is dalit. That's 1/6 of a kaf. Chatzi chetzio, beis. Chatzi chetzio, beyo. So that is these are the cheshbonos. So the Baraisa said, heistis bekitzer, we're going with a rhythm, with a pattern. We're saying that chetzio zazoi, chatzi chetzio zazoi, chatzi chatzi chetzio zazoi. We're speaking out the halachas. This is beis hamenuge, this is psul gviye, and this is tumas oichlam. Let us just eat Taisvis for 1 minute. Vachatzi, chatzi, chetchel atami to mesoichlem, akulo tanoi koi, kedemaporish bekuntres. La Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike kedeis. Like according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike, it'll come out that tumas oichlem deine kebeye chosa revie. So it comes out tumas oichlem is 3/4 of a bay, or la Rabbi Shimon kebeye shleim. That is like Rab Shimon, but like Rab Yechonah ben Broike. Rab Yechonah ben Broike is 3/4 of a bay. Fine. Frag the Gemara, V'tano didon, my time loitoni tumas oichlam. That means the Baraisa told us the chatzi chatzi chetzio is tumas oichlam. So the Tana of our Mishnah that is going in this pattern and telling us all the halachas that comes up from chetzio chatzi chetzio, why didn't he go a step further and tell us chatzi chatzi chetzio is latami tumas oichlam? And for the Gemara, Mishum de loy shavu shi urayu lahadodi. So, Pshat in the Gemara's Teretz is as follows. That Faker, since the Tana of our Mishnah is going in a pattern, and so Memele Zazoi. So, the pattern that he was going in was an accurate pattern. That means as follows. Chetya means a half of Shtei Sudis. Is Beis HaMenugeh. Chatzi Chetzio, an accurate quarter, is Livsalas HaGviyah. Now this Chatzi Chatzi Chetzio is not a Yekish Chatzi Chatzi Chetzio. It's not Mechuvin. We'll see, either it's a little less than a Chatzi Chatzi Chetzio, a little more. So Memele, so it's very good, the Leishavu Shiyu Rayu Ladodi. The Tana that's saying the pattern with all the halachas, he couldn't stick this halach in our Mishnah, because he would stick this halach in the Mishnah, it would seem that it is just like chetzio and chatzi chetzio, which is not true. Chetzio is an accurate half. Chatzi chetzio is an accurate quarter. Chatzi chetzio is not an accurate eighth. So memele, so therefore, he didn't stick this, that's why this halach, he didn't stick into the Mishnah. The Bereis is not going with a pattern of, he didn't say the whole say the chetzio, chatzi, chetzio, and those. So the Bereis said chatzi, chetzio, chatzi, chatzi, chetzio, more or less chatzi, chatzi, chetzio. But the Tana of our Mishnah, who is saying with a pattern, loishavu, shiu, rayu, this chatzi, chatzi, chetzio, is not similar to the other chetzio, to the other chatzi, chetzio, so therefore he didn't want to mention it. Loishavu, shiu, rayu, lahadot. Let's see the Gemara, then we'll see Rashi. The Sanya. Kamo shiu chatzi pras. What is the shiur of a chatzi pras? Chatzi pras. Beis beim chosar kimo divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Beis beim, a little less than 2 beim. Rabbi Yosi oimer, beis beim seichakais. A little more than 2 beim. Shiur Rabbi, a third shiur, beis beim va'oit. It's beis beim va'oit. Kama va'oit, echod me esrim bebeim. It's, according to this girse, so it's 1/20th, we add on 1/20th to each beim. The ilu, gabi tumas oichlin, tanya rabbi nosan verabdoisa omru, kebeye she omru, what is the shir beye? Kamoya uchakliposa. The shir beye letami tumas oichlam, and now we're going according to Rab Shimon. According to Rab Shimon, letami tumas oichlam, the shir is a beye. Kebeye she omru kamoya uchakliposa. A normal beye. That is metame tumas oichlam. Now, so according to Rab Nosson ve Rab Doise, if a normal bay is metametumes oichlim, this is not an exact half of a chatzi pras. A chatzi pras is either 2 bayim chosakime, it's either beis bayim seichakais, or it's beis bayim vioi. So al kaponim we have, it is not 2 bayim. It is around 2 bayim. And here we say, that the chatzi and the shiel atami tumas oichlam is an accurate bayah. So memeila, so we see it is not chatzi chatzi chatzia. So memeila, that's why we did not say it in the Mishnah. The chachamim oimrim kamoya b'loy kliposa. An egg without the klipa should be be'erich around 3/4 of a normal egg with the klipa. So al kaponim, so this is also not chatzi chatzi chatzi. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi azoy. Loishavu shiurayu lahadodi. Lehavi shir tumas oichlem. Chatzi shir psul gviya mitzumtzum. It is not an accurate half of the psul gviya. Elo yesha oimrim poches. Could be it is less than half. V'yesha oimrim yesha. Could be it's more than half. The sanya. Kamo shir chatzi pras livsel esa gviya. So, we have a machlekes tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer choser kimo, bebeim ktana shiru. Ba'aliba, the Rabbi Shimon da Omer, b'mas nisen, we're going now according to Rabbi Shimon, that holds the shir is beis beim. The shir suda is four beim, and the shir psul gvi is two beim. Shir Rebbe saw achas shehu bo lefonov. Asor was once brought to Rebbe. Umotzo leminyan kavim shebo. Now there are chof dalid. There are six kavim to asor. There are six kavim to asor. And he figured out the motzo leminyan kavim shebo yoiser michof. Dalid Bayim Lekav. That means if you'll figure out everything with Bayim, it'll come out that there were more than Chof Dalid Bayim Lekav. The Hainu Lekiker Shel Shlishis Akav. If you have a Kiker of which is a third of a Kav, Yoisel Meches. So it's more than 8 Bayim. Vechetzio, and half of that, Yoiser al-Dalit is more than 4 Beim. Vachatzi chetzio, beis Beim vioit. Echot michof bebeye lechol beye. Dahainu, so come out like this. Lachatzi pras, for achatzi pras, echot mi eser bebeye teisvis. For that means if achatzi pras is 2 beim, achatzi pras is 2, a pras is 4 beim, so achatzi pras is 2 beim. So it comes out if you're adding 1/20th for each beim, so achatzi pras is 1/10. You're adding 2/20ths is 1/10. So. 1/10 of a bay. You add each bayah, you add 1/20th. So, 1/20th of a bayah. So, memela, if you have 2 bayim, you're adding now, you have 2 bayim plus 1/10 of a bayah. 1/10 of a bayah. So, memela, so that's what Rashi says. So, Rashi says, So the chatzi chetzi beis beim ba'oid echad michof bebeye lechol beye dahainu lachatzi pras a chatzi pras which is 2 beim echad meyesa bebeye taisvus. So that's yeah. The yesha shoinim, there's another girse echad mimem bebeye umeforshi lebeis habeim. Others say that the taisvus of the ba'oid of Rebbe was not 1/20th in each beye, no, it was 1/40th by 2 beye. We'll see later what the cheshbon comes out. Vesuloi, ba medagdik beloshen hazeh yefshel amide lekamen. If a person wants to be medagdik on this loshen, we're going to get stuck later in this sugya. Ba nishneim shamati. I heard both of them. Kamoya uchekli poso. Alma loishavi, so this is not lachatzi shir the psul gvir. This is not the shear to be metamei tumas oichlem is not a half of the shear of the psulbi. The il Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, chosakim boy mehebe. If the two beim are chosakim, so here has to be a bey also chosakim. Veil Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that soichika is bey a kliposa, soichika is boy mehebe. Veil Rabbi that says vaoid is boy. The hainet tveit, you need more. Beloy kliposa, and according to the chachomim that say beloy kliposa, nami zuta tvei, afilu mi palge shiure de chatzi prasta Rabbi Yehuda. This is even smaller than half of the shir of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said chosar kime, and here you have chosar kime, but here you're taking off a quarter of the shir. So bekitzer, so since the chatzi chetzio is not an accurate eighth, so memela, so that's why our Mishnah l'shav shirai l'adoli, therefore the Mishnah did not speak about this shir of the tamei tumas oichla. Omar Rafram bar Pope, Omar Rav Chisde, zu divrei Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Yosi. This is according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi, that the shir psul gviye is tubei. Avol chachomim, and the shaila is tubeim, soichika is chosakim, v'yoyim, avol chachomim oimrim, the chachomim, we'll see, this is the whole like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike. So according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike, so the shir psul gviye, which is a half of the shir sude, so the shir sude is three beim, so it's kebeyo machza soichika. So then the shir psul gviye is a beim, not two beim, a beim and a half. Uman chachomim, who are these chachomim? Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike. Frag the Gemara Pshita. What are they? Oh, Mazudiv Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike, it's a beya and a half. Frag the Gemara Pshita. And for the Gemara, soichaka is also lashmin. He wants to tell us that according to the chachomim, the shir is in soichaka. We had, according to Rabbi Shimon, we had upset we were machloikis. Tzaychekais, chasakim, aber according to the Chomim, tzaychekais. Zot Rashi. Zu divrei Rabbi Yehuda, hach preise de chatzi praste leel, which we had three ways how to say pshat in the tubei. Rabbi Yehuda ben Broike, wo kim na libei, de kiker, shal roiva hakav, vov beyim, shir leerev, chetzio gimel, Shir Sude is three beim, chatzi chetzio beyo umachzer. Pshita, the Rav Chisda gufa ochi ukme lael, tzemi amachzer rechemni. Fashteitzer, this will be the shir according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike. So the Gemara says, the Chiddush is in Seichakos. Zog the Gemara weiter. Ki osa Rav Dimi, omar, shiger bunius le Rebbe, Benios sent to Rebbe Mudia a measurement de kundis. Now this measurement de kundis was a measurement of a saw. And the Ritva says this was a saw, Mishonim Kadmainias, this was a goal, Faleslacha saw. So now Rabbeinu HaKodesh had a Faleslacha saw. So Memele Veshia Rebbe, the Minusa, that's this mocking. The Shia Rebbe, so Rebbe wanted to figure out, oh, it's the Rabbi Chtoaf, Hales Lecheso, Amuruda de Keso, the Shia Rebbe, Rebbe started figuring out with Bayim, how many Bayim fit into this so, Moson v'Shva Esre Bayim. So came out 217 Bayim. Frechte Gemore, ho so, deicha, what kind of a so is this? That it has in it 217 bayim. If it's a saw, which was Bisman, Moshe Rabbeinu the Midbar, Kuf Mem Dalet Habit. So then there should be 144 bayim. We'll see the Cheshbon and Rashi. Ve'idi Yerushalmis, if it's a saw, now in Yerushalmi, they were Moisif and the Midis a fifth more. It's a fifth milagav and a shtus milabah. But, let's work with fifths. So if in Yerushalmi they made the midas larger, they had the same midas with the same percentage, but the midas were larger. So it's a fifth more. It's kuf ayin gimel have it. It's 173. Ve'idit zipayris and zipayri again, they made the midas larger, a fifth more, reizayin have it. So it's 207. So frek the Gemara, we have three oifanim how to measure a saw. But so it's either 144, 173, or 207. But 217, where do we get such a sum? Let us see Rashi. The midbar is a sum midbar. Shehein vov kabim. There are six kabim in a sum. The kaimalon, kav dalet lugin. A kav is four lugin. There are four lugin in a kav. The lug, and a lug is vav bay. One lug is four bay. One lug is four bay. Yeah. Six of a lug vav bay. So one lug is six bay. A revius, a lug, what we know a revius is a baya umachze. So a revius, a lug is a baya umachze, so one lug is six bay. Harei chav dalid bayim lekav. So there are 24 bayim lekav. And we said that there are 6 kabim to a so. Is kuf mem dalid liso. So now we know there are kuf mem dalid liso. Let us turn the page so that we'll see the cheshbainus will be a little easier on 168. So the so midboris. There are 6 bayim, picture 10. There are 6 bayim in a lug. There's 24 bayim in a kav. There are 4 lugim to a kav. And there's 144 bayim in a so midbaris. That's the cheshbon. So the Gemara, Samamela, if it's a midbaris, you end up with 144 bayim. V'idi Yerushalmis, if this was speaking about Aso Yerushalmis, the Omer Lekamon, the Eidefes, Shtus Also Shahoiso Bimei Moshe. The So Yerushalmis was a sixth larger than the So Bimei Moshe. Shtus, now what we say a sixth, Hei Vioi Mibachutz. That means after, when you took a fifth, you added this fifth to the five fifths you have already, so now it became 1/6. Yeah. Ushtus hevio mibachutz, dahainu chamishis. This is a fifth kishir horish. So now Rashi is going to make a cheshbon without a calculator. So Rashi says like this. So now we have to add on a fifth to a fifth of 144. So let's look at the picture 11. And we'll go with Rashi. So Memele, so a fifth of 100 is 20. That's the first cheshbon. We have 144. So Rashi says, Renitaisvu chof al kuf. For the 100 bayim we have in Aso Midbar, we had another 20 bayim. Renitaisvu chamishis al mem. Now we're gonna take a fifth of 40. Tahainu ches. Like a look in the picture. 40, a fifth of 40 is 8. So we have the vowel 28. Ubeya chosa chaymesh. Now we have a fifth, 144. So we have a fifth of 4. It's 4/5. It's 4/5. So that's a beya chosa chaymesh. So we have here, 28 and 4/5. So beya chosa chaymesh. Al dalit, this is a fifth of 4. Harei toisves, so now, so adding this up, let's look in the picture. 20 plus 8 plus 4/5 is 28 and 4/5, and the Gemara is going to say 29. We'll see here. Harei toisves chavtes chasa chaymish. So we have here 29 minus a fifth. Tnam, so let's add now 29 to 144 will be 173. Tanam al kuf mem dalet. Let's add 29 to 144. Harei kuf ayin gimel. It's really 172 and 4/5. About who bought the Chumash Leidok? So the Gemara says there's 173 in Asar Yerushalmis. Later we're going to make the Cheshbon with this. We didn't forget about this one-fifth. But the vial, the Gemara says 173. The Editzipayris, if you'll say that Rebbe measured Asar Tzipayris, or Malakama. Yeseira al Yerushalmis Tuz Milabad, the Tzipayris is a fifth more. So it comes out Moson Visheva Havian, so it comes out 207. Nach Rashi weiter der Cheshbon. Let's look at picture 12. So it comes out like this. Lemeya for 100, now we have to make a fifth of 173. Lemeya Esrim Taisves for the 100, we add on another 20. Le Ayin for the 70, Yudalit Taisves, we add on a fifth of 70 is 14. Shehain Chaimish Shal Ayin. This is a fifth of 70. Now Rashi goes into a whole Arichas, which I don't know why. Shani Toysef Oleo Chaylik Chamishi. We're going to add on a fifth. Shemetchile Shu Chaylik Shishi Lamida Gdoyle. Now this, when they're putting it together, it will be 1/6 after it's added on. Dainishtus Milabal. Kloima Ala Chamisha. Heidiyu shishi min achutz, and the five chalokim you have now, bring another fifth chalik. Harei, now Rashi goes back, so harei heisavto, harei toisvis lamedalit. So we have, so we're going to add, so that's 34, and the fifth of three, the Gemara doesn't talk about. Harei toisvis lamedalit. So we have here 34. Tnam al kufayin gimel. So let's add 173 to 34. Harei reizai. So that's what we have 207. That's what we got the number of 207. Ubech taisve shel gimel habayim chumshim. Now to figure out, we have to add on already 207. We have 1/5 of 3 bayim, which is 3/5. Loidok. So it wasn't medayik. Now, 3/5 of a beye is more than right. Oh yeah, why, what's macht es sich nicht wissen dich? Sagt Rashi, Sharei mechesh ben arishin chasa chaymish. That before, we said, it's 173. It was really 172 and 4/5. So let us deduct a fifth. So we're a fifth off over there. Yeah, we only have 2/5. Sharei mechesh ben arishin chasa chaymish. Say mi gimel eilo chaymish lo nishtar afilo chatsi beye. So 2/5 of a beye. So memele, so, is it can, yeah. So we, that's what is laid duck. So memele, so, that's that. So memele, so that's why the Gemara says 207. So now we're back to a problem. So we have the largest saw that we know of is a saw Yerushalmis, which is 207. And Rebbe had a saw that was 217. Now how did Rebbe get such a number of 217? Yeah. Ella, I see, so the Gemara says, La'oilam de tzipayres. It's take a saw tzipayres. 207. I see chalosa, but in this saw, there was the sheer chale. That means the sheer chale of a saw tzipayri. That means how much chale you'll have to take off of a saw tzipayri. That when you take off the chale, you're left with a saw tzipayri. So kaponim, but this saw had already the sheer chale plus the sheer saw tzipayri plus the sheer chale. Now the sheer chale is 124. So we added on to 207, 124. We added on 124. So just let's see the Gemara a little further, and then we'll see Harashi makes the Cheshbon. I see Chaloso, Shodi Alay. In this saw already there was the Shir Chale on 207 Bay. What is the sheer chale? Tamni, eight bayim. We'll see soon what the cheshbon is. So eight, so you have 207 is eight, it's 215. It's 215, but we're missing two. Now let us see Rashi. Sagt der Rashi, Aisi chalose shodi olayu. Bissa zu shohuva lofono, hoisa sotzi peiris, it was big enough to hold the sotzi peiris, the chalose, plus the chalove sotzi peiris, shakshe yitlu chalose, when you take off the chalo, tamoid also. Then you'll have exactly a shot. So, v'shir chal echem michov dalit, yom aper kaloin shebein beis chatzeir. Kama havyin tmani. How much is a the chala, the sheer chala of 207 bayim? 8. Now, 8, so Rashi says, shein echod michov dalit bekuf tzadik beis. Now, this number 8 is not 1/24th of 207. This number 8 is 1/24th of 192. Then you have a straight number. So we're saying the sheer chala of 192 bayim. Now, so we still have 15 bayim left over. Which you have to take 1/24th of 15 bayim. But the vial, that what the Gemara said, 8, the number 8 is 1/24th of 192 bayim. There's another 15 bayim which the Gemara didn't speak about yet. So we have 15/24ths is more than a half a bayim. So it's 15 and 3/4. 15 and so it's 8 and 15/24ths bay. So still we're short. So we're short, it's not 1/17. So the Gemara didn't speak about it. So it's 8 and a little bit more than a half. Abbas Nachbita, how do you get 2/17? That's the Gemara's kasha. So let us see Nachamua. Chalosa kama havin t'mani. The chala is 8. Akati botzalei. We're missing. Elo aisi ve'oidois de Rebbe. Rebbe said that the bayim, that our bayim is niskatnu habayim. Rebbe was mechadish that the bayim in the midbar b'zman Moshe Rabbeinu were larger than our bayim. So Memela, if you want to get an accurate shear, you have to cheshbon of the oidois of Rebbe. For oidois to Rebbe, shodi alayu. We have to add on the oidois to Rebbe. We'll see in Rashi soon what that means. Frank the Gemara, if you're adding on the oidois to Rebbe, he hochi have a late fei. So it's more than 217 bayim. If oidois to Rebbe, it's going to be more. And for the Gemara, kibin lehave kebeye lechoshev lei. It's 217 in a fraction, but since it's, so he said 217. Okay. Now we're going to see in Rashi what the cheshbon is. I see va'oidois the Rebbe. Sheshir umotzo, so now Rashi is going to go according to the second pshat. Sheshir umotzo l'chol beis beim shel midboris. Echod mimem bebe. This is the second pshat that Rashi said before. Now this pshat Rashi said the Gemara won't stim the Gemara. But first Rashi is going to explain that every two bayim is 1/40th more than a bayim. Kidama. So it'll come out like this. Dahavi lepei bayim. So you'll have 80 bayim. Bayim. So you add on, if two bayim, you're going to have multiples of two. So if two bayim is 1/40th, so 80 bayim will be one bayim. Lekuf samach, if you have 160 bayim, bayis bayim. Ulemem zayim nanei sorim, and now you have 47. So, Yaisa mechatzi beya. 40 would be a chatzi beya. It's 47 more than a chatzi beya. So we have 2 and a little bit more than a half of a beya. That's what oidois the Rebbe. No. So memele we had here, the sheer chala was 1/15. Oidois the Rebbe is 2 and a fraction, so that's 1/17. So the Gemara says 2/17, I'm sorry. It's 2/17. So the Gemara had asked, So that is the cheshbon. The cheshbon was 207 plus 8. That's the shir chala is 215. And oidis the Rebbe is 2 in the fraction, is 217 in the fraction. Yochi feg the gemara tvei avalu. This is more than 217. Mimos and the shipsa. Meshanikim lehavi beya lechoshiv lei. Kach shamati beloshenecha. That's how I heard pshat in this loshen. Vekoshali begavo. So now Rashi is holding cheshbon, and Rashi says, no, this cheshbon is this pshat is wrong. The daikis bo shapir, if you're going to make a diak, now of all the things, all the loose strings we had left out all along, is daikis bo shapir tvei mi beyahava. You have here more than 218 beyas. Not it's 217 in a fraction, you have more than 218 beyas. Now, what? He's saying 217. Now we have va'oidai, so the 217, we have two from 160. 160 bayim, we 160 bayim was two bayim. That's we added on two because it's 80 bayim equals a bayim. So in 160 bayim we added on 2 bayim. Now we had another 47. We have to have from 207. So the 207, so we have another 47. So we didn't speak about this because this was more than half of a bayim. But we have now one half, more than half of a bayim. Yesh yoyse mechatzi bayim. Now, ubechaloson shel tesvov bayim sheloi choshavto. Now, when we cheshbon the shir chale, so we said it is 8 bayim. Now 8 bayim was 1/24th of 192. Now we had to make 1/24th of 207. So there were 15 bayim which we did not take off 1/24th. So we have 15/24ths now. 15/24ths of a bayim, which is also more than a half. Ubechaloson shel tesvov bayim sheloi choshavto yesh yoyse mechatzi bayim. So we have already more than 218 already. We have more than two halves, so you have more than 218 bayim. Vegam lemailo betoisvis tzipoiris al yirishalmis nisharu beis chumshim sheloi dikdaknu bayim. There were 2/5 of a bayim. So Rashi is now, put all the loose strings together, and all the loose strings together, it's not 217 in a fraction, it's more than 280. Yeah. Beloshin acha shamati. Beloshin acha shamati. Elo. Elo. So the loshin acha was one word, elo. Elo means I have charot of the cheshbon before. That what I got to 217, I had said 207, plus chale, plus oida is the rabbi, no, elo, forget about the chale, elo, where is charot? I see the oida is shal rabbi, shodi alayu, vidal chalos on meyocha. Don't cheshbon with the chale, and we're going to make, oida is the rabbi is going to be the tikkun haklali. Why? What was your kasha? Moson v'shev habi. You asked the kasha. It is 207. I see va'oida is the Rebbe. And va'oida is the Rebbe is achas michof l'chol beya. Oida is the Rebbe is one, for each beya you add 1/20. Shadi olayu dahavi limoson. So for 200 beyim, you add yud bayi, so you add 10 bayim. Havi mosan v'shivsa. So we had 207, and we add 10. So memele, so we have 217. So oidais the Rebbe took care, oidais the Rebbe took care of the 217 already. I achit tvei luhu. There's more than that. Va'oid is the Rebbe echad michav lechol bayim izayin bayim. He just made 10 bayim. He just made 10 bayim from 200.
But you have Mizayin Bayim, you have Zayin, so you have 7/20ths of a Bayim. 7/20ths of a Bayim. Vigam Beis Chumshim Shaloi Dikdaknu Ben. So you have more. You have more than 217. But since it is not one complete Beyah, so it didn't cheshben. So this is why Harashi slugged up the second pshat. Zot Toisvitz, Kuf Ayin Gimel Havye, Rei Zayin Havye. Ein achesben mechuben ki de perish bekunteres veloi dok. Chalosa kama havien tmani. Moson vechameisa havien. So Rashi learned of Sahul Cheshbin that 8 is 1/24th of 192 and then there's an extra 15. Rabbeinu Chananu Goris chalosin kama havien. How much is the Shir Chale? Tisha. 9. Moson Vishitza Habin. So it comes out with the Chale, it's 1/216. Vechein hu emes, kidi oma beperik chaloi. The Shir Chale echod michav dalet. So it's very interesting that it seems that Machlekes Rashi and Taisvis have learned echod michav dalet. Rashi learned milabar, and Taisvis learned milagat. V'tzorich beya lechav gimel beya. That means every chav, it's 1/23rd. It's 1/24th. That is the shir. Milabar, it's 1/24th. But the shir is really 1/23rd. So every 23 beyim, you have to add on a beya for challah. So v'tisha pa'omim chav gimel. So if you multiply 23 times 9, heim rei zayin. So that's 207. So that is pshat in the Gemara. Pshat in the Gemara is that with the shir chale we added on another 9 bayim. So it comes out with the shir chale it is 216.